if Jurgen Klopp's going to be one thing as Liverpool managers, he'll be box office. The turnout wasn't just national either, it was global. Journalists from various countries around the world who just wanted to come here and see what he was going to be like as Liverpool manager. And to be fair, he didn't disappoint. What summed it up was he actually called every journalist in the room, pretty much said we're all liars. And it was our chance to prove him wrong on that. And every journalist laughed at that. And that said everything about the way he captivated the room. I'd only have been in a press conference of that type. I've seen managers come in and hold a room, but I've never seen a manager captivate a room like he did then.
He's already set his stall out. He said in his 4 years, he thinks he will deliver at least one title. It's a big ask though, isn't it?
No, it is. And listen, Liverpool have to set those kind of benchmarks for themselves. If you're a Liverpool manager, you can't come in and talk about 5, 6, 10 year plans, whatever it is. You've got to talk about winning trophies, winning titles. As Gary McAllister said recently, the minute the club stops thinking in those kind of terms is the time that every Liverpool fan has to worry. So he's come in and set himself a high standard, and it will be difficult to deliver a title because everyone knows the kind of opposition. You look at United, City, Chelsea, Arsenal, who are all more advanced than Liverpool, and a couple of those clubs are some way off at the moment. But if you've got a manager who comes in and believes that you can actually find a way of beating those teams and getting past them, that's certainly a start.
Just tell us why he is so box office. Why were there so many people here to see him today?
I think it's because he's full of sound bites, but they're natural. A lot of the times you'll see managers say things and they come up with funny lines, but you can tell that he hears everything. Not everything. I'm sure there was things that he wanted to say that he prepared before, and but a lot of what he said was off the cuff and in response to questions that maybe he didn't see coming. And he did have a good one liner. He had a good way of disarming people as well. So it's that you can just tell. I mean, in terms of people in my profession, you go through that press conference and there's about 50, 60 different quotes that you could start a news story on. He is that kind of manager who's got that kind of line in him.
And he called himself the normal one, but he is so much more than that. He's shown that by what he's done at Borussia Dortmund. He's shown that by how many people have turned out to see him here today.
No, he's normal in the sense that he's clearly humble, and he doesn't see himself as someone who's above everyone else at the football club, but he is someone who's, I think what else he showed is that he's got an inner steel and he wants to win. I've heard other managers use the normal one line, so it wasn't particularly unique to Jurgen Klopp. But I think if you're going to manage Liverpool, that is the way you have to do it. You've got to capture the imagination of the people, and the only way you can do that is if they can identify with you. And certainly the people of this city, they like managers of that type, as we've seen in the past. They want them to be approachable, they want them to be loud, they want them to be leaders, but they also want to be able to identify them, and the best way of doing that is showing them that you're like them.
How do you think Liverpool fans will have reacted to that press conference then? Because they're already so happy to see him come in. That'll have taken it to another level, won't it?
No, it will have. The problem is, at some point, the football has to start, and that is when reality starts to set in. It's the Jurgen Klopp's come into a side that's 10th in the Premier League, a team that fell short last year, and a team that's got players who are low on confidence and are going to need a lot of work, and it's not going to all happen overnight. He said if you can see a bit of Jurgen Klopp in Liverpool's first game against Tottenham, he'll be happy at that, and I think that's all anyone can expect at the minute. But in terms of the fans, they should enjoy this. It was 5 years ago Liverpool appointed Roy Hodgson as manager, and that was a low for the club in terms of its appointments. Someone who should never have been in the running for the job of Liverpool manager who actually got that position. And what followed was a period of depression, there's no question that. But you have to be excited about Jurgen Klopp coming. He's a proven top-class manager who's been through European Cup final, who's won 2 Bundesliga titles. So if you can't be excited about him coming, you've really got no business following football. But that's not a problem with Liverpool Sports at the moment. The problem will come, how do they come down from here? Because everyone is very, very high at the minute.
And how much can he get out of this squad that Brendan wasn't quite getting, perhaps?
I think if he organised the defence as a start off, that will be an improvement straight away, and it will give everyone else confidence. One of the problems that Liverpool have had is that their attacking players haven't had that freedom to express themselves in the final third, because if you lose the ball, as Liverpool have shown on numerous times, particularly in recent weeks, if you lose the ball anywhere in the pitch, Liverpool are capable of conceding goals. So if he can change that, just get the organisation and the structure right, I think that will give Liverpool a massive improvement straight away. But the problem is, it's whether they have the players for that, and that has to be in doubt at the minute. Clearly Jurgen Klopp thinks that the players are better than they've been shown, and I would agree with them on that. I think there is potential for improvement, but how much, that's where the doubt lies. And I mean, we'll find out between now and January, because if he fears in January that the players aren't as good as he thought, or didn't have the same scope of for improvement that he imagined. I'd imagine he'd enter the transfer market as early January to make changes, because I think we've seen one thing, he's certainly not going to let the grass grow under his feet.
Will he have money available?
Yeah, of course he will. Is it something that I think Fenway Sports Group, they have made mistakes and they have veered away from their own kind of model that they tried to implement it in various ways. But one thing they've always shown, and Kenny Dalglish, Brendan Rodgers, this applies to all the managers that have worked under FSG, they've put money up for their managers, and it'll be no different for Jürgen Klopp. He'll have the opportunity to spend, and it's up to him and the people he works for, but on transfers, to get it right. Liverpool's record of late hasn't been great on that front, but the slate obviously is wiped clean with new managers. It's up to Jürgen Klopp to get in the players he feels can make a difference.